Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 New Order with True Faith. It is 5:42. You're listening to the evening edition with Lynn. We're joined now by Sean Tanis of our news desk for the market wrap. And Sean, we are, of course, into the final month of the six-month loan moratorium where you could have deferred your housing loan and car loan. But very soon, pretty much in less than 3 weeks, reality will hit. And I understand that the news desk actually spoke to Bank Negara's Credit Counseling and Debt Management Agency, that's AKPK, about this very thing. So what do we know about the situation on the ground?
Well, so basically the loan honeymoon is going to end in a few weeks. I called it the loany moon. I'm sure if they had the moratorium for another 2 years, it will become an actual word. But now whatever extra cash you thought you had, or you know, the lake room and all that, it will be gone, because the last few months you're budgeting and the next few months it will be totally a different thing. Mm. And in fact, I was having this conversation with some people who think this is one of the reasons why they've been having the urge to go on a vacation somewhere or go shopping and spend some money, you know, treat themselves, simply because there's more cash for them. There's surplus for some people, actually, mainly because this extra cash, usually they would allocate for loans, which is about 45% from their earnings. But of course, most people don't have that luxury of extra income. Even with the moratorium, a lot of people have lost their jobs, reduced salaries, pay cuts, and you know, many people also closed their businesses. And as for the situation on the ground, I spoke with Desmond Chung, who's a senior trainer at AKPK. I basically wanted to get a feel of what sort of numbers they were seeing in the days leading up to the MCO. I mean, it's fair to say that constraints from paying loans is a problem that existed, you know, even before the pandemic, right? So, and just a note, many people who face financial issues don't naturally make the effort to go and seek advice from AKPK in the first place. So this figure covers only those who came forward, but it's still huge, and this is Desmond's comment.
Before the MCO, about 1.1 million came to seek counselling. They'd like to know their situation, just like doing a simple health check. Then after the health check, they feel that, oh, maybe I need help. So we capture about 300,000 people into the DMP, debt management program. This group of people is like, I literally can't cope with my repayments. I'm not sure what is going to be next week because I literally have no money in my bank. Not small number, 30% out of the 1 million plus. This is before the MCO, but people are still spending. That means they're still using their credit card. They still have, you know, daily necessity. So this group of people are having problems.
Right. I'm a bit taken aback, actually, by that 1 million number, or 1.1 million number to be exact, who approached AKPK. And that's before the MCO. So now that we are officially approaching the end of the moratorium, what is AKPK expecting?
So some interesting insights I got from him is that AKPK doesn't have any stats to share for now, since the MCO started, because not many people actually sought the help.
Huh.
you would think they had more people coming forward, but apparently not.
Maybe it's
not
the,
yet.
The loany moon. As loany I'm trying moon. To make it happen now.
Yes. It's not. It hasn't, you know, it will sink in slowly. But, you know, AKPK is, of course, expecting an influx once the moratorium ends, and they've already recruited counsellors to help with their phone lines and also their counters. And not surprisingly, credit card debt, which is not covered by the moratorium, remains the main issue that they are managing. And Desmond also gave some advice to those planning to do to you know, approach them. Before doing so, reach out to your bank, approach your bank to see whether you can get an extension for the moratorium or not first, before seeking out, you know, any help from the counsellors. This was his comment.
Do a cash flow statement, inflow and outflow. They mean what cash in, what cash out. Are you in surplus or are you in deficit? So with deficit, there's only two ways you can do it. Increase your income, decrease your expenses. Ask yourself how long I can sustain. So you have to prepare another statement. See what available, easily liquidated. For example, your FD, life insurance policy, the cash value, something easily to be cash out. So how much is there? What happened? I have zero. That is a message to you that you better come to seek for some help, or you better increase your income, or you are the group need the moratorium.
That was Desmond Chong, a senior trainer at AKPK. I think we're going to have to catch up with them maybe in 6 months' time, see what those numbers are. But in the meantime, let us know, I mean, how has the loan moratorium helped you, you know, and has it really changed the way you budgeted? Are you prepared for it to end? You can let us know that number to call.
I know I'm not.
There you go. I actually opted out of it.
Right.
Yeah, so my budgeting didn't change, although there was a moment where I regretted not opting in, right, simply because I realized, yes, it would have been nice to have that buffer.
Well, it gave me a lot of realization also when I took the moratorium, that why I took the loan in the first place. That was also a question, like, why did I even buy a house? You know, why do I need a car? And I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks like that, because I've spoken to a few people who feel the same. They can see how much money they can actually save if they don't have all these financial commitments, or if they just rented a house or just use, you know, ride-hailing services and all that. So it'll be interesting to find out.
So yeah, we've been talking about the fact that essentially, the six-month loan moratorium is coming to an end. Let us know what you think. I mean, have you benefited a lot? Has it, like Sean was saying, caused you to reconsider your loans, reconsider what you are buying with those loans? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at PFM Radio. So now moving on to stocks, there's news about market capitalization on Bursa Malaysia regarding glove makers. What's the update there?
Yeah, so the recent selling pressure on glove makers saw Top Glove Corp and also Hartalega's market cap shrink while they're waiting in the FBM KLCI also fell today. Earlier, Top Glove market cap fell below the 60 billion ringgit mark, but they recovered the losses afternoon. And then the share price also fell earlier following the listing of its new bonus shares. So the bonus issue has been completed following the listing and quotation of 5.4 billion bonus shares on Bursa and also in Singapore Exchange on Monday. And at close today, there were 135.6 million shares traded, and the counter fell 49 cent at 7 ringgit and 50 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.